Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, this is important. I don't know how much time we have, but we're about to see a crank up of response like never before. But why? So this is what they're threatening. They're threatening nuclear option against Israel. They're threatening a nuclear option against Israel. That's what's going on. They're threatening a nuclear option against Israel. Wow. And we are supporting, it looks like, for them to be able to get nuclear weapons in the context of this, if they're only weeks away. And Israel's going, listen, we're going to have to deal with this thing. But the same time, understand, the same time we're doing this, the leader of our government over the Senate, the majority leader,
Harry Reid,
says we are going to use the nuclear option. Listen to CBN News.
A major move in the U.S. Senate today that will essentially put an end to certain filibusters. Good evening. I'm Ephraim Graham. Senate Democrats moved to end filibuster for approving presidential nominees. Lawmakers voted mostly along party lines to change the rules so that presidential appointees can be approved by a simple majority vote rather than a two-thirds majority. Senate leaders went head-to-head in their debate before the 52-48 vote.
For the first time in the history of our republic, Republicans have routinely used the filibuster to prevent President Obama from appointing an executive team or confirming judges.
This rules change charade has gone from being a biennial threat to an annual threat, now to a quarterly threat. How many times have we been threatened, my colleagues? Do what I say, or we'll break the rules to change the rules. Confirm everybody. 100%.
Right after the vote, Democrats used the new rules to begin to push through one of three D.C. appeals court nominees that Republicans had previously blocked. President Obama spoke shortly after the vote, saying he obviously supports the move.
Over the past 5 years, we've seen an unprecedented pattern of obstruction in Congress that's prevented too much of the American people's business from getting done. All too often, we've seen a single senator or a handful of senators choose to abuse arcane procedural tactics to unilaterally block bipartisan compromises.
David French is senior counsel at the American Center for Law and Justice. He joins us now for more on this major political move. David, the Senate has just overturned more than 200 years of history and voted to eliminate the filibuster on some presidential appointments. What's your reaction?
It's not all that surprising. This has been something that's been talked about for many years, and it's not that surprising, honestly, that the Democrats would do it. The Republicans went to the brink of doing this in 2005, and they blinked, and they didn't. And now the Democrats, facing much the same situation, have gone over the precipice.
Wow. Do you think Senate Democrats may regret this in the coming months and years?
I have a high degree of confidence that they'll regret this. I mean, there will be another Republican president at some point, and that Republican president will have the same discretion now that President Obama has to nominate judges. So they will regret this. There's no question about that.
Why is this kind of political tactic so dangerous?
Well, what it does is it upsets the checks and balances. It used to be that a judicial nominee had to be really nominated at least through an overwhelming consensus, even though you wouldn't necessarily get majority support from both parties, there would be at least some support from both parties. Now it just makes judicial nominations that much more partisan.
Indeed. Now, before you go, we want to get your input on another story. Your organization is reporting new evidence the IRS illegally targeted Tea Party groups, and it wasn't just a low-level problem. The American Center for Law and Justice says the release of new emails proves former top IRS official Lois Lerner was not truthful. She blamed low-level employees in Cincinnati for the systematic stifling of conservative groups before the 2012 election. But Cincinnati.com reports the ex-director of the local office blasted Lerner in emails. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, it's as soon as Lois Lerner made those statements, it turns out that the folks in Cincinnati weren't so happy about being singled out. And they sent their own messages back up the chain, essentially saying, wait a minute, you can't blame this on us. You neglected to mention the extent of Washington's involvement. And that's not at all surprising to us. We knew Washington was involved from the beginning because we had letters from Lois Lerner. We had letters from across the country, in fact, not just from Cincinnati. So we knew that Washington was involved from the beginning, and it's hardly surprising that the folks in Cincinnati would not appreciate being thrown under the bus.
Now, we're talking about it, but why do you think this scandal has almost dropped from the headlines completely?
Well, it's pick your scandal. I mean, right now you've got 5 million-plus Americans losing health insurance. You've got a website that's supposed to enroll 7 million people by the end of the year that it can't enroll anybody. You've got, you know, the Obamacare scandal hits 20% of the American economy and 100% of our health. So it's understandable that that would be dominating the news. But I guarantee you, as our case against the IRS continues to go forward, the IRS case will come back because that was a political scandal of the first order, using the government against its own citizens.
So do you think Washington doesn't want to deal with this and simply wants to look for a scapegoat here?
Well, there was no question from the beginning Washington was looking for a scapegoat. It's also no question from the beginning we knew that wouldn't work because we had in black and white the documents illustrating Washington's involvement, high-level involvement by the IRS. So they scapegoated, hoping that the news cycle would pass them by, but no such luck. The news just keeps coming back.
Before we go, what's the status of your lawsuit?
We've got a suit filed that is on behalf of 41 Tea Party groups in 22 states. It's pending in federal court, and we expect that the government will officially answer that suit next month.
All right. We will keep you posted. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to bring all this together after this break. Understand this all makes sense if you understand Alinsky 101, if you understand Cloward and Piven and what's taking place in here. And we just used the nuclear option, as CBN News is reporting, with the filibuster to be able to push quickly these new laws into place. What's taking place right this moment in Geneva and Israel and America and the governmental offices, the Congress, where they used, as it's quoted in CBN News and as they call it in Congress, the nuclear option. And understand the context of this. While they're saying we want to build a nuclear bomb in Iran, while we're at the negotiating tables in Geneva with Iran and their new president chosen by the Ayatollah, who reportedly the chief advisor of the president was working with, which they deny that it happened, calls Israel a rabid dog and has a just terrible things. And they're saying, we want to build this nuclear weapon. It's so bad that France left the table. Mm-hmm. I mean, France left the table. And we stayed. And not only did we stay, we told our folks, don't listen to anything an Israeli says. Mm. That sounds like the Ayatollah, what he would say. Mm-hmm. And then don't listen to anything that France and our allies basically would say that's normally with us. And at the same time, they're saying we want to build a nuclear bomb to annihilate the little Satan and the big Satan, they call it, which is Israel and America. And they said that all these nations normally follow America, the U.S., mm-hmm. and now that's what they're doing. They're following the U.S. And so we're leading, we're orchestrating, we're organizing the world here.
Russia and China, no less, right?
Yeah, Russia and China. And at the same time, they're negotiating over, can we build a bomb or not? And they're giving the idea, well, maybe we can work this out or something. You just a little slapping them on the hand. The Senate says, we're going to use the nuclear option. And they successfully pass it, the filibuster. The you could filibuster. And what does filibuster really mean? And you can go right to the VFN Torch in this article if you're listening to it. You can find out more about it, but I'm not going to go into many details. But basically 60%. When something happens, when your representative is in there representing you in the Senate, in Congress, in the House of Representatives, that they have to have 60% of the nation in agreement with them. And if they have 60% of the nation in agreement with them, then they can override anybody. That's because they're saying basically 60% of the country agrees with this, so let's mm-hmm. just go with it. Mm-hmm. And so they couldn't get anything passed. All this... And you see who they're actually choosing and what they're doing. I guess they're going to put the Ayatollah as a czar, like the czar of whatever, you know, of our Iran. And they're filibustering with this. They're going like, hey, we don't want this. So they just keep saying and prolonging the vote and say, we're not going to let this vote go through because 60% of America is saying no to it. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what they did yesterday. They said, we want to do it We don't care if 60% of America is not for this. All we want is 51%. If we get 51 votes, then we make it a law.
Yeah.
Which means all they got to do, and they're going to put every Tom, Dick, Harry, kitchen sink, bridge to nowhere. You know, they're going to probably let people grow opium in their backyard in some states. Anything they could do just to get this thing passed, because we're going into bondage if we don't repent. This thing's happening quickly. And by that kind of power, by the way, why they're declaring these words, let's use the nuclear option. Understand, that's what Iran's saying we want to do, is use the nuclear option. And our leader of the majority leader in Senate said we're going to use it, and they did use it. And for the first time ever in 200 something years, by the way, they actually passed a law that no longer, we don't care if 60% of America is not for this. We're still going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And look what they did already with the filibuster in there. You're looking at rapid decline. And so what is really happening? Well, you know, make a long story short is we're in sin. We've rebelled against God. 81% of us who call themselves Christians in America don't pick up their Bible. The 19% that do, only 3% actually read it and make life-changing decisions based on it. 97% are robbing from God, which means they're not giving God his tithes and offerings. And we have sin. We're worshiping other gods. We're doing things that God said don't do and saying it's not a big deal anymore. We're in sin. And so this thing's coming against us. But if we repent and turn back to God, God will hear us, heal us, forgive us, and restore us and bless our land. That's what's happening. Now, what system are they using to do it? They're using a system that they learned, which we talked about, called Saul Alinsky methodologies. We broke it down piece by piece so you could understand it. You know, what is the dark side and what is the light side? Organizers of the dark versus organizer of the day. We talked about it. And you can go right now and take your time and listen to it, and you would know what's going on, so you know how to respond. So you can teach people, that's not right. This is what God says. So why are they spending all this money? Why are they spending more money than we have? If you would have heard yesterday's program, and you can hear it, and it's probably a related article as well, that a former employee of the Federal Reserve is saying right now, he's a teacher now at Rutgers University, but he's saying, I'm sorry, he's apologizing for what the quantitative easing one package that came out where we printed money and put it out because it made Wall Street rich. The banks didn't lend it to us. They kept it themselves and invested it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's apologizing for that. And he's saying it was, and the thing is, he says it was so big we couldn't turn back. Well, we already have QE2, you know, there's been another one. They're talking about QE3, and they're talking about paying for this and paying for that and paying for healthcare and all this kind of stuff. And you're thinking like, you know, and you're thinking, where's this coming from? What are they doing? Well, this is called Cloward and Piven concept. This was done during the same time as Saul Alinsky, when they were trying to figure all this out in the 60s and the 70s. And the people that were blowing up government buildings in the past, in the 60s, are now inside the government buildings, yeah, leading our nation. Mm-hmm. So that the concept based on the sealed document called term paper that Hillary Clinton had to do for school is still sealed to this day because she did it on Alinsky's methodologies. They sealed her paper. They would let her. I wish they would seal my papers. And then, but I'm telling you, because God's revealing to us, he's revealing to me what's I'm starting to see it. And this is just, you know, Cloward and Piven. This is what they said when they wrote their articles, and the article in the 60s was we need to overwhelm the system. If we overwhelm the system, then we can crash it. And overwhelm the system, there's a lot of people that qualify for welfare, and they can get on welfare and start getting, this will draw resources from the government, which they can't afford already, and this will bring them to their knees and crash it, and then we can reboot it up. And their understanding was, then everybody can get paid by the government. Everybody can. This is what our president said when he was running for office was, I believe it needs to be 100% tax.
Hmm.
You remember him saying that?
Yeah.
And what that means is, by the way, slavery.
Hmm.
You know, we'll take care of everything for you. You just give everything to us. That's a nice way of putting, I think, that's America right. Needs to be in slavery. By the way, if we don't repent, what God has shown me, we will be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not how you think about it, but we will be. And so what's happening when you go to sign up for healthcare? There's a default setting. They ask you your income, and it automatically signs you up for welfare, whether you like it or not, because they want to overload the system. This thing is coming to a crash, intentionally being crashed, because the cloud and Piven strategy, which you can see, we're going to make it available to you via FinTorch, is being used. So don't try to logically explain this away. Just say, dear God, we need to repent. You are taking this nation away from us and about to put us in captivity. You're taking us from, we could have been Josiah, and we still might be Josiah. We definitely have Jehoiakim over us, high taxation, massive whatever, but right around the corner is God is just, Zedekiah. It is coming our way. The Lord has shown it to me. All the stuff's taking place with John Kerry. He's a key part of it. I saw it the day that he spoke. God gave me the time that he would spoke. We need to deal with our hearts. It's us. Dear God, forgive us. Heal our land. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.